السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واتل عليهم نبأ بني آدم بالحق إذ قربا قربانا فتقبل من أحدهما ولم يتقبل من الآخر قال لأقتلنك قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب البلاد، أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Alhamdulillah, my dear respected brothers and elders, it is indeed the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the opportunity to be present in a day, in such a gathering, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about those people seated in this gathering to the malaika. This is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after a month of ni'mat, a month of rahmat. Such was this month of rahmat, such a bounty was the month of Ramadan, that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم شهر رمضان. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had he wished to punish the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have given us this month of Ramadan. It is because this month is that month which assists us in obtaining or attaining our ultimate goal, that is freedom from the fire of Jahannam and entry into Jannah. We should understand that at every given moment, we as the reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that should be our main objective. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say, innama himamuna al-akhirah. That our main objective, our main concern is the akhirat. As a result of which, whatever happened in this world, whatever happened to the material wealth, it did not concern it. So this month of Ramadan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this assist us in attaining our ultimate goal. Thereafter we find ourselves on this day of Eid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions with regards to this day, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ عِيدِهِمْ يَعْنِي يَوْمَ فِطْرِهِمْ بَاهَا بِهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Eid al-Fitr boasts to the malaika. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boast to the malaika? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created insan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the malaika and told them, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةِ. That, oh my angels, I am now making a vicegerent on this earth. I am making a khalifa, my representative on this earth. So the malaika assumed that the vicegerents of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth would be them. The representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth would be them. So they began protesting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاء. That are you putting on this earth such a being who will cause mischief on this earth? They will shed the blood of one another. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. That we continuously sing your praises. We continuously praise you. And we constantly understand how pure you are. We are free from sin. We do not disobey you for a moment. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even one moment. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands them to do, they do. So why are you not making us the vicegerents? Why are you not making us the khulafa'ullah fil ard? Why are we not your representatives on earth? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the reply, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That I know what you do not know. So on this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilizes this opportunity to boast to the malaika. That see, these people that you had mentioned, these beings, this insan, that you had mentioned, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يَسْفِقُ الدِّمَاءَ مَنْ يَفْسُدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِقُ الدِّمَاءَ, that they're going to cause mischief and corruption in the land. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, مَلَائِكَتِي مَا جَزَاءُ أَجِيرٍ وَفَّى أَجْعَمَلَ, that what is the reward of that person who completes, or that employee who completes his job, who completes his task. So the malaika reply, رَبَّنَا جَزَاءُهُ أَيُّوَفَى أَجْرَ, that his reward is that he receives his wages in full. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika that malaikati abidi wa imai qadu faridati alayhim thumma kharaju ya'ujuna ila ad-du'a, that one is, they went through this entire month fasting for my sake, reading salah for my sake, involved in tilawat for my sake. But not only that, after the termination of this month, they still come out for one extra day, crying towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying towards me, persisting in dua. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes various qasams in his zat, بِعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي وَعُلُوِي وَارْتِفَاعِ مَكَانِي لَأُجِيبَنَّهُمْ, that on this day, after completing the faraiz, what has been made incumbent upon them, they still come out and they ask me, by take a qasam in my being, in my honor, in my grandeur, and my magnificence, that whatever they ask for on this day, they will be given to, it will be given to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the announcement that قُومُوا مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ إِرْجِعُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, that return, I have forgiven you and your evil deeds have now been turned into good deeds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the people will get up from the Eidgah, فَيَقُولْ قُومُونَ مَغْفُورًا لَهُمْ, that they will return home in that condition that they are completely forgiven. So alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, fasting during the month of Ramadan, going through the month of Ramadan, it is indeed a great ni'mat, a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who mentioned, it's not a hadith, but he mentions that كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدُّ مِنْكُمْ إِهْتِمَامًا مِنَ الْعَمَلِ, that when it comes to doing an action, you will be putting some emphasis, you will be going out of your way to carry out that action. But more importance than what you place on carrying out that action, place more importance on the worry and concern of whether that action is accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, do you not hear the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. My dear brothers, the month of Ramadan, the fasting during the month of Ramadan, what is the ultimate objective behind it? يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that O you who believe, fasting has been ordained upon you like it has been ordained on those before you, so that you may attain taqwa. Fasting, if done correctly, will instill taqwa in a person's life. And actions are dependent on whether the person did it with taqwa or not. This ayah which Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu alludes to, أَمَا تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, refers to the incident of the two sons of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Habil and Qabil. They were instructed to give sadaqah, to give charity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give zakat. They were the only two, or besides their twins, besides them, there were not many other people. So who do you give your charity to? So the condition at that time was, they had to place their offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a mountain. And a sign of acceptance would be that a fire would consume that charity which was accepted. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ, the charity of one was accepted, the charity of the one who had produced the best of his flock, that was accepted. And the brother that had presented the weakest of his crop, that was rejected.
But he flew into a rage. He tells his brother, لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ, that I will kill you. That how is it possible that your charity is accepted and mine is not accepted? So his brother tells him, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that it is not a matter of just carrying out the action, the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that heart with which that action was carried out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only accepts the actions of those who have taqwa. And his brother he goes on to further tell his brother, لَإِن بَسَطَّ إِلَيَّ يَدَكَ لِتَقْتُلَنِي مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِيَقْتُلَكَ, that you can do whatever you want. You can stretch out your hands to assassinate me. It will not affect me. مَا أَنَا بِبَاسِطِ يَدِيَ إِلَيْكَ لِيَقْتُلَكَ, I won't lift my hands to kill you. My dear brothers, this is a sign of a person who has taqwa. That it does not matter to him. It does not matter to him what happens in this world. That his worry and concern is whatever he has produced to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be accepted. One of the greatest actions ever that could be possibly carried out by any insan, by any human being, was that action carried out by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. Imagine a father and son duo, a father and son team, instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to carry out an action which will not be a means of sawab only for them at that time, but a means of sawab jariya till qiyamat. That they are instructed to build the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah. And from that time till the day of Qiyamah, whoever faces towards the Kaaba, whoever makes tawaf around the Kaaba, it will be in their plates. They will be getting the thawab, the reward for it. Yet, my dear brothers, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ, what was their concern after building the Kaaba? It was not one of satisfaction or one of relaxation. That alhamdulillah, now we are set for the rest of our lives. What was their worry and concern? رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ, that, O Allah, this action of us building this Kaaba, Ya Allah, you accept it. On this day, my dear brothers, our concern should be that were our actions during the month past acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is whether it is accepted, then whether it is protected after that. A person, he makes a huge investment, or he makes a large earning, he amasses a large amount of wealth, which alhamdulillah we have done during this month, amassed an amount of wealth which is innumerable, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصُومُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. Fasting is such an action which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention the reward. It just mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I will recompense it as I see fit. When a person amasses a large amount of wealth, what is his first concern? That how that wealth can be protected. My dear brothers, it is possible that this wealth that we had amassed, the thawab that we had amassed during this month, even after being accepted, it can be depleted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum a question, that who is the bankrupt person? Manil muflis. Who is a bankrupt person? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, Al muflisu fina man la dinara lahu wa la dirham. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave the reply that you and I would give. That the bankrupt person is that person who does not have any dinars, any dirhams. A person who does not have any worldly wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives a reply. Again, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not of that of this world. Whether a person had wealth in this world or not was not the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worry and fikr was the wealth of the akhirat. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about the wealth of the akhirat. That a person will come on the day of Qiyamah with so much of fasting, so much of salah, so much of hajj, so much of zakat. وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا, that he assaulted this person, he verbally abused this person, he physically abused that person, he usurped the wealth of so and so. So these people will come on the day of Qiyamah and they will claim this wealth from him. This wealth of the Akhirat, this wealth of A'mal. Until his wealth is all depleted and people are still claiming from him. To the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then put their evil deeds on his plate. And as a result of which will be thrown headlong into the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding that protection of our a'mal will take place. Number one is through our akhlaq, through our character, through respecting our fellow Muslim brothers, through not causing a split in the ummah, to not having disputes with one another, to not fight with your fellow Muslim brother. Understand that when a person has to fight with his fellow Muslim brother, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث. It is haram. It is not permissible for a brother to not speak to his fellow Muslim brother for more than 3 days. فمن هجر فوق ثلاث فمات دخل النار. That person who does not speak to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days and then passes away in that condition without having made amends with him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person will enter Jahannam. On this day of Eid, let it not be that on this day already, we destroy our actions of the past month by having disputes, quarrels with our fellow Muslim brother. Thereafter, on the day of Eid as well, whatever actions we have done, whatever islahul qalb we have undertaken during this month, whatever self-reformation we have undertaken during this month to achieve, my dear brothers, at times on the day of Eid, we deplete it completely. By breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our gatherings. By involving ourselves in haram during this day. Many a time, or most of the time, in our gatherings, wastage takes place. Food is thrown away. Firstly, the levels of israf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, the actions or the occurrences of the past 2 years, around this time of the year, last year we had the looting, this year we had the floods. During those times, even to get a loaf of bread was difficult. This should be a lesson for us, my dear brothers, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us for a reason. When the ummah reaches levels of israf, levels of extravagance, levels of wastage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. This wealth is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do not utilize this wealth in the correct manner, if we use it in the ma'asiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes this wealth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not remove it immediately. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَا يَرُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنَ. Continuously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put you through some trials and tribulations. And you will see with regards to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. That will become absent for a while. Let it not be that we break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day. In pursuit of impressing somebody. In pursuit of living a life which is contrary to that of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, contrary to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter we find the intermingling of genders, where the laws of parda are being broken. Then we find that whatever ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we photograph it and we broadcast it to the ummah. Those who are lesser fortunate, how do they feel in their hearts? That what a ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this person. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted this person the ni'mat of wealth. Sometimes a person does not even have the ni'mat of family. He is not invited anywhere. And yet he has to witness levels of extravagance and lack of hijab, lack of parda, breaking the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. What distress does it cause the person in that heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of continuing with these actions that we were involved in during the month of Ramadan. I will terminate on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. the most beloved of actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not those that are done in large quantities, but it will be those that are done consistently, even if it may be little in quantity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of continuing with these actions. And alhamdulillah, during the month of Ramadan, tilawat of Quran was taking place. Our homes were alive with the sound of tilawat, with the sound of zikrullah. Alhamdulillah, the masajid were full. Even for Fajr Salah, the masajid were full. Let it not be that this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month of Ramadan, be a temporary means of the ummah acting upon the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that throughout the year, we should not be a person who worships a month, or worships a moment, or worships a day. Do not be a Ramadani, or a Sha'bani, or a Shawwali. But we must be a Rabbani. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was watching us during the month of Ramadan, we were so careful not to break the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not even taking a sip of water. That same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was watching us during the month of Ramadan is watching us out of the month of Ramadan. Let us not break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not coming to the masjid for our faraz salah. Let us continue in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue with the tilawat of Quran. Continue with zikrullah. Continue filling the masajid. Then, my dear brothers, we will find through these actions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat will come on this ummah, and you will find that inner contentment, inner peace, and ultimately we will find the goal, the ultimate goal of every insan, every side of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and that is Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding, inshallah. The salah will be first, then will be dua, and then will be the khutbah, inshallah. Because we are not familiar with the, we only read the Eid Salah twice a year, so we'll just recap the method of the Eid Salah. That first, the takbir will be recited. We will tie our hands and we will recite the thana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. Then three takbirs will be recited. After the first and second takbir, your hands will be lowered to the side. After the third takbir, you will tie your hands. Then the salah will continue as normal for the first rakat. The second rakat, the qirat, the surah Fatiha and qirat will take place. After that, three takbirs will be recited, after which you will lower your hands. On the fourth takbir, we will go into ruku, and then the salah will be completed as normal, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبيدك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وَنَبُوءُ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيْنَا وَنَبُوءُ بِذُنُوبِنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ يَا مَنْ تَرَى مَكَانَنَا وَتَسْمَعُ كَلَامَنَا وَتَعْلَمُ سِرَّنَا وَعَلَانِيَتَنَا يَا غَفَّارَ الذُّنُوبِ يَا سَتَّارَ الْعُيُوبِ يَا حَنَّانُ يَا مَنَّانُ يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الطول والإنعام اللهم إن رحمتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجع عندنا من أعمالنا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أعلنا وما أسررنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اشرح صدورنا للإسلام وحبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال ونعوذ بك من البلاء والوباء يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي بالحق ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب والخطايا ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يصدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم فرق بينهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وامحو آثارهم وقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا تردهم عن القوم المجرمين اللهم عليك باليهود والنصارى والمنافقين يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظا وهو أرحم الراحمين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين وفي هند وفي الصين وفي سوريا وفي شيشان يا رب العالمين
Oh my beloved most merciful Allah, Oh the one who knows everything,
Oh, the one who sees everything. Oh, the one who knows what we do in the darknesses of the night, in the broad daylight. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. The one who knows what our eyes look at or what we assume that we saw. Oh, the one who knows what our hearts conceal. Ya Allah. On this day of Eid, Ya Allah. On this day, Ya Allah, that you have promised, Ya Allah, that you are going to forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. On this day, Ya Allah, that you have promised that we will return homes, Ya Allah, completely forgiven and our bad deeds turned to good deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask of you, Ya Allah, to purify these hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make these hearts like the day we were born, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it be that we return home to our families, Ya Allah, completely free from sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability, Ya Allah, to remain steadfast on the actions, Ya Allah, that we have done you through this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us istiqamat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make good actions beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us taste the halawat of Iman, the sweetness of Iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you create in our hearts a hatred for sin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make sin hated to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the true understanding of Deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the true love of and muhabbat, Ya Allah, of yourself, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and you grant us the true love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you make us beloved to you, Ya Allah, and you beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make those who are beloved to you, beloved to us, Ya Allah, and make us beloved to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to come closer and closer to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us love, your love in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you save us from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Save us from the azab of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, free us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah without any hisab kitab, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us cross the pool sirat with the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us haqq to be haqq in this world, Ya Allah. And show us batil to be batil in this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you draw us towards haqq, Ya Allah, and make us stay away from batil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to go to the Harameen Sharifin and again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us the ability to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, and Umrah. Ya Allah, give us the opportunity, Ya Allah, again and again, to stand in front of your Rosa, the Rosa Mubarak of your Huzuri Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Give us the opportunity to stand in front in the Bargah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the words of Salat wa Salamu Alayka, Ya Rasulullah, emanating from our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a good moat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us a good death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a death, Ya Allah, in the land of the Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Either in Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, or wherever mot is written for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it be a good mot, Ya Allah. With the words, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, emanating from our lips, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from an evil death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from an evil death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let not the angel of death find us, Ya Allah, in a place that is embarrassing, Ya Allah. In a place of vice, in a place of evil, in a place of haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the ability to stay away from such places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Muslims, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah, on this day of Eid, a lot of them are going through difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some of them do not have clothes to wear, let alone new clothes to wear. Ya Allah, some of them do not have food to eat, let alone good food to eat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are weak, Ya Allah, you strengthen them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are naked, Ya Allah, you clothe them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are hungry, Ya Allah, you feed them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the land of Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, make it open, Ya Allah. We give us free access, Ya Allah, to the land of Haramain Sharifain. Ya Allah, the land of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah. If it grant Muslims complete control over it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever oppression, Ya Allah, is taking place, Ya Allah, in the land of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, you remove the oppression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors of Masjid al-Aqsa, Ya Allah, for Muslims throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make us flag bearers of your deen, Ya Allah. Allahumma ja'alna du'atan ilayka wa ila rasulik, la ilaha ghayrikuma. Ya Allah, you make us those who give da'wah towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who link the ummah towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, from amongst the flag bearers of the deen, Ya Allah, to carry the flag of your deen throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, There are many of us, Ya Allah, who have different desires, Ya Allah. We have desires of this world, Ya Allah. Most importantly, we have desires of the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us all our desires of the Akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and the desires of this world, Ya Allah. There are some, Ya Allah, who are going through financial difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove that difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are some who are going through some social difficulty, some marital difficulty, some issues with the families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of families, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, unite the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant muhabbat between the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who hold on to your rope, Ya Allah. وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعُوا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those who hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, united, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the malice, Ya Allah, from the Ummah, Ya Allah. Remove the jealousy from the Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us all muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us, make us come closer towards you by coming closer towards each other, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are some, Ya Allah, who have some dunya we need. Ya Allah, you know better than us what we need, Ya Allah. If there is khair in it for us, Ya Allah, you grant it to us. Ya Allah, there are many of us who will be going through this day of Eid, Ya Allah, having lost someone who was close, beloved to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us who have lost loved ones, Ya Allah, you make the maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make the qabr, Ya Allah, a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And do not make it a pit from the pits of hell, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make this day of Eid easy on those, Ya Allah, who are going through difficulties. Ya Allah, those who have lost, who are going through this Eid without those who are close to them. Ya Allah, you make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are many who are ill, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them complete, ajil, mustamirra, shifa, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka min kulli khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuk, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balagh, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim, Mawlaya, salli wa sallim da'iman abada, ala habibika khayri al-khalqi kullihimin, Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, alhamdulillah. Let us remain seated, inshallah, the khutbah will take place.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد فاعلموا أن يومكم هذا يوم عيد وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل قوم عيد وهذا عيدنا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا كان يوم عيدهم يعني يوم فطرهم باها بهم الملائكة فقال يا ملائكتي ما جزاء أجير وفى عمله قالوا ربنا جزاؤه أن يوفى أجره وقال ملائكتي عبيدي وإمائي قضوا فريضتي عليهم ثم خرجوا يعجون إلى الدعاء فبعزتي وجلالي وعلوي وارتفاع مكاني لأجيبنهم
قال ارجعوا قد غفرت لكم وبدلت سيئاتكم حسنات فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيرجعون مغفورا لهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من قام ليلتي العيدين صابرا محتسبا لم تمت قلبه يوم تموت القلوب. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من صام رمضان ثم أتبعه ستا من شوال كان كصيام الدهر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنه وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهد من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.